30 years, Margaret Jokudu was diagnosed with AIDS in 2010 and has been living with the disease for the past 15 years. She says she has been surviving on little earnings from working as a volunteer at Juba Teaching Hospital. She says she is worried about how to support her children and family after President Donald Trump signed executive order freezing U.S. foreign development assistance for 90 days.
Seriously, since we had that, our heart break, really, the funding help us. First of all, it's about all about our life cycle, about the drugs, ARVs. And secondly, the funds also help us the way how we, as the volunteers, we help. We reach out to the community and help people who are living with HIV, who are still stigmatized and traumatized. Due to these funds, really, we reach them. But now, everything have blocked.
Abala Victor Steven, age 42, has lived with HIV for 9 years and is dependent on the non-profit National Empowerment of Positive Women United, which supports people living with HIV/AIDS in South Sudan. He says he is devastated by how life is going to be for him and many others who depend on the National Empowerment of Positive Women United for support.
The organization really helped us because I'm continuing with my drugs. But now, when the organization stops, then it is going to affect us. Maybe if the funding are not there, then the medicine will be finishing. Then how are we going to survive? It's going to affect us. The funding which we are getting is helping us. Like for us who are renting here in Juba, because I came from far. Now, I'm going to be chased out. Even my children are not going to educate.
Angelina Doki, age 45, is another South Sudanese living with HIV. She is a mother of 3 children and has lived with the disease since 2004. She says the HIV/AIDS non-profit organization has been supporting her.
It affects us, all of us, because of we used to pay our school fees with that money. We used to support our orphans living with HIV/AIDS, paying them in school. The donors used to pay the orphans in school. Then for us women living with HIV/AIDS also supporting our children.
Evelyn Letio Unziboki is the Executive Director for National Empowerment of Positive Women United. She says the U.S. funding freeze has affected critical programs supported by the United States Presidency Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, PEPFAR, across the country. She says the funding freeze is a wake-up call to the government to be independent in supporting health services.
As the network of people living with HIV in South Sudan, we believe this is a call to our government and an eye-opener not to depend on only foreign aids. We therefore urge our government to, 1, take immediate action in filling the gaps left by the freeze on foreign aids. 2, inject more domestic funds to strengthen fight against HIV epidemic.
According to the National Empowerment of Positive Women United, South Sudan, with an estimate of nearly 200,000 individuals living with HIV, relies heavily on international assistance for staying alive. PEPFAR's contribution has been pivotal in ensuring access to treatment, prevention, and care services. PEPFAR's contribution has been pivotal in ensuring access to treatment, prevention, and care services. In 2022, the estimated HIV prevalence of people aged 15 to 49 was 1.9%. However, a survey of female sex workers in Juba found an estimated HIV prevalence of 37.8%. 6,100 people aged 15 and older died from AIDS. For VOA News, I'm Ibase Patricia Tops from Juba.